We're going to focus for the next few moments on God's Word for us today. We're in week 5 of a series that we have entitled, Jesus, Not Fake News. And when it comes to the news, you're either going to believe it or you're going to be skeptical, you're going to trust it, or you're going to research it, you're going to ignore it, or you're going to share it. And we are right now in our lifetime experiencing one of the biggest shifts in communication in the last 500 years. And what I'm talking about is the internet. But let me warn you, Abraham Lincoln once said, don't believe everything you read on the internet. And I saw it complete with a picture and a quote on the internet. And of course, that's not true, right? Right. You know, what we end up discovering over time is that not all news is real. And so when it comes to Jesus and his stories and the miracles he's done, we find ourselves sometimes asking the question, is this fake news? Is Jesus fake news? And we've been spending several weeks looking at the miracles of Jesus and how the Jesus of yesterday still impacts the people of today. And today we're asking this question. Can Jesus bring peace to my stress? Now, if you came today looking for hope, for peace, for purpose, for focus to your life, then I've got some really good news for you, because there is hope found in Jesus. And today, at the end of this message, I'm going to give you the opportunity to receive that hope. I'd like for you to join me in opening up your Bible app to Luke chapter 8. We're going to be reading in the New Living Translation, or NLT, and you can change that at the top of your app, or you can use your paper Bible to follow along. But I encourage you to mark where you are reading this today in Luke chapter 8. And let me set this story up for you. We are about to read a story of Jesus doing an amazing miracle that blows the minds of his closest followers. And it's recorded in 3 out of the 4 Gospels. It's recorded in Matthew, Mark, and Luke. And we're going to read Luke's account of this miracle that Jesus did. We're reading today in Luke chapter 8, and we're going to read verses 22 and 23. It says this: One day, Jesus said to his disciples, "Let's cross to the other side of the lake." So they got into a boat and they started out. As they sailed across, Jesus settled down for a nap. But soon a fierce storm came down on the lake. The boat was filling with water, and they were in real danger. Let's pray. God, I pray that in the next few moments, as we unpack your word for us today, God, that you would speak to us, that you would show us that you're there, that you would show us that you care. Lord, that you would bring peace to our stress. In Jesus' name that we all said, amen and amen. Now, we are still in the safer at home, the self-quarantine period of time here in Wisconsin. As a matter of fact, we're on day 47, and I don't know about you, but the days seem short and long at the same time. The weeks seem long and the weeks seem really short. They seem to be going fast and slow, and it's kind of a crazy thing to even comprehend. And I find myself on most days wondering, what day is it when I wake up? And I don't know if you're like me, but I kind of feel like this is a dream that we just can't wake up from. But I saw a meme the other day on Facebook that really just caught my attention. And it said this: 2020 came out all looking like a warm chocolate chip cookie. And then one bite and bam, it was oatmeal raisin. Oh, I don't know. How many of you are like me, where when things don't go right, when things don't go the way that you plan, you get kind of stressed out and you get kind of worried and you get kind of anxious, and maybe you might get frustrated, maybe you might get angry. And sometimes we can feel like when things don't go the way we want it to go, that the sky is falling, that everything is going wrong. You see, Jesus and his crew, his disciples, they were going on a trip across the lake. They said, hey, let's go to the other side. And it was a natural mode of transportation back then for them to take boats across the lake. And as a matter of fact, several on their crew were professional fishermen. So they had lots of time in boats, lots of time on the lake, lots of time traveling in this way. And The Bible describes that a storm comes up, and I imagine that storms are pretty typical out on the lake. But for this particular storm, they described it as it was a fierce storm, a storm that they had never seen before. It was bad. I mean, think about it this way. These pro fishermen were scared in the storm. And this storm was so bad, the winds were so strong, the waves were so high that the boat was taking on water, that waves were going over the sides of the boat, that the boat was in danger. You see, the disciples that day were scared for their lives. They were afraid. And when we face a threat to our survival, our body begins to start doing this fight or flight response. It prepares our body to do one thing or the other when we face danger. However, sometimes the fear is so great in our lives that and the variables are so far out of our control that we find ourselves paralyzed, like we're frozen. Now, in the past few days, we've been hanging out on our back deck outside the house, and we've had some nice sunny days. And what we've discovered the last few weeks is that we've got a little family of baby bunnies that live underneath our deck, and there's three of them. And all three of them respond in different ways when we come out. You see, we got one guy who freezes as soon as he sees us, and it's like, hey, if he doesn't move, then maybe we won't see him. And then there's two others of these bunnies that as soon as we come near or we make a noise, or they're gone. And so we've named these bunnies Frozen, Skitter, and Scatter. And it's been kind of fun kind of hanging out with them. And I tell you what, Frozen is kind of getting a little more comfortable because he's like, oh, hey, I see ya. But you know, when things get out of control, we tend to be paralyzed. We tend to, that the fear kind of overwhelms us and we don't know what to do. And I don't know if any of you are also like me in this way, that there's a lot of times in my life that I've had this recurring dream. And in this dream, I'm driving a car. And I usually find this car in my dream going a little faster than I'm comfortable with, you know, that I might be comfortable at a certain speed, but it's going a little bit faster. And then when I see something coming ahead, like hitting something else, a car, a building or something, or keeping it on the road, when I go to hit the brake pedal, it doesn't work. Or I'm having to press on it all the way and I'm trying to stop and stop and stop and I end up hitting something anyways. And finally, it occurred to me that maybe this is a dream that I should look up on the internet and see what does this mean. And I was actually kind of surprised at the results, because what this is talking about is that the car represents my life and that there must be some situation going on in my life where I feel out of control, that I may want to try to stop it or I want to slow down, but it keeps on going. We're talking about stress in my life is permeating into my dreams and manifesting itself there. And it's paralyzing. It's kind of an unsettling feeling to go this way. And maybe you've experienced something like that too. Now, these guys who were in this boat during this fierce storm, they couldn't run and they couldn't fight the storm. It was a situation where the variables had them trapped. And in their fear and in their stress, they forgot who was with them. It was like their faith kind of went out the window as soon as the going got tough. Now, when we read a story like this and when we're looking at this, our first inclination is to say, hey, we're kind of looked down on them. Say, hey, I mean, don't you realize Jesus was right there with you? I mean, you're with Jesus and you get to experience Jesus. I mean, we don't have that ability to have been personally with Jesus in the same vehicle going on the lake. And we look down on them. But really, if we're really to be honest with ourselves, when we find ourselves in a stressful situation where things are out of control and we're full of anxiety and stress, our faith sometimes goes out the window as well, and we forget who is with us. You see, it is in our moments of extreme stress that we wonder, where's Jesus? And why do we ask this question? Because Jesus has the ability to center us in a storm. He can bring comfort when we need it. You know, today is Mother's Day. And we probably never would have imagined that this is how we were going to be celebrating Mother's Day today in quarantine for this year. And so to kind of make this special and to do something special, we asked some of the dads in our church to submit video clips of your kids saying something to their moms. And so I'm going to invite you to just take a look at what they have to say.
Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day, Mom. I love you.
Happy Mother's Day. We love you.
Happy Mother's Day. I love you, Mommy.
I love you, Mom.
Love you, Mom. Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day. We love you, Mom.
Happy Mother's Day. You're the best, Mom.
I love you, Mom. Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day, Mommy. Love you.
Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day, Mommy. Love you.
Happy Mother's Day. I love you, Mommy.
Happy Mother's Day, Mother.
Happy Mother's Day.
I love you, Mama.
I love you, Mom.
Happy Mother's Day.
Hey, big guy. Do you have something to say to Mom? Yeah, what does that say?
Agree with me that moms are awesome? They bring comfort and perspective when life gets tough. Recently, I saw an ad on Facebook, and it was for t-shirts for mom with sayings that really moms say. And I was pointing this out to Shalee, and I wish I could get this for her. It was a t-shirt that said this, "But did you die?" And we find that this is a saying that moms end up saying to their boys a lot of times, "But did you die?" Bringing perspective to an overwhelming situation. Now, when I think about my mom, there's a few stories that come to mind of how she has brought comfort into my life. You see, when I was young, I was very short. And whenever I went to school, there was a lot of kids who would make fun of me for being so short. And it really got me. You know, one time I went to my teacher and said, "There's these kids over there and they're just making fun of me for being so short." And this teacher said, "Ryan, sticks and stones will break your bones, but words can never hurt you." And I'm like, "Yeah, right." Well, then why am I feeling hurt right now? Because all they attacked me with was words. You see, I would spend many of my elementary school days coming home crying, just upset and just how I was treated as a kid. And I remember in one time in particular going to my mom and I was crying, and she came to comfort me, but she also came and brought some perspective. She's like, "Ryan, what's wrong?" And I shared with how they had made fun of me and called me names and how my teacher had said I shouldn't be hurt by this, but why was I feeling so hurt? And, you know, she quickly kind of flipped it around and she said, "Ryan, it's going to be okay. Did you realize that dynamite comes in small packages?" And it was with that one saying that she brought perspective into my life and changed my whole thinking about what was causing me pain and causing me hurt in that moment. So where was Jesus when they were all going to die in the storm? He was asleep. One of the narratives of this story describes not only was he taking a nap in the middle of this fiercest storm that scared even the experienced fishermen, but that he was sleeping on a cushion. His head was on a cushion. He had a pillow and he was out like a light. Wow. You know, this had to be kind of an interesting thing for his followers to see, that they're scared out of their minds. They see water coming in. They see this boat is going to capsize. And where's Jesus? Oh, he's in the back of the boat and he's asleep and he's got himself a pillow. And they had to be wondering, does Jesus even care that they're all going to die? And you know, maybe that's you today. That life has you stressed out. That it's out of control. That you are paralyzed in fear and you can't do anything. And you're wondering, where's Jesus? Does he even care what is happening to me right now? This past week was May the 4th, this past Monday, and where's all my Star Wars fans at? Yo, yeah, well, May the 4th be with you. It was Star Wars Day, and our family celebrated Star Wars Day like most Star Wars fans did this year, and that was watching The Rise of Skywalker, Episode 9, that was released this past Monday. And as I was watching it, there was a point in the movie that caught my attention. You see, one of the characters named Poe Dameron, he was talking to the others and he's saying, maybe somebody will hear our cry for help. Maybe somebody will come. And everyone looks at him very discouraged. But he said this. He said, the First Order, which are the bad guys, he says, they win by making us think that we're all alone, but we're not. You know, there is an enemy whose mission is to steal, kill, and destroy you. And his primary weapon is telling lies. And the lies go something like this. You are all alone with your problems. There is no way out. This is the end. Jesus isn't around. And if he is, he doesn't care about you. So what do the disciples do? They woke him up. They were shouting, Master, Master, we're all going to drown. And maybe it's time for you to cry out to Jesus from the depths of your situation, to shout out to him, to ask for his help, for his comfort, for his peace. When they woke Jesus up, he immediately commanded the wind and the waves to stop, to cease, to be calm. And they could not believe what they had just seen. It was a miracle. I mean, you mean Jesus can do the impossible? That who is this guy that even the wind and the waves, nature, listens to him and obeys him? He can bring comfort. He can bring peace. Now, there was this one time when I was in fourth grade. There was a time that my mom brought some comfort and peace to my life. When a time that I was just so overwhelmed. You see, I had let things kind of pile up as far as schoolwork went. And I had a lot of assignments due the next day. You see, it was time for the science fair and I had to have a science fair project done and I needed to have a book report done. I had some homework. I had some reading I still had to do. And the whole thing just stressed me out. And it seems kind of silly now all these years later. But for this fourth grade student, life was over. That I wasn't going to be able to get everything done. And it overwhelmed me to the point that it paralyzed me that I couldn't even start on it. And my mom found me in my room crying, wondering what's going on. And she sat me down at the table and she said, what's happening? And I said, well, here's all these things that I haven't done yet and I've got them all due tomorrow and it's too many things and it's overwhelming and I'm stressed and I don't know what to do and my life is over. And it was at that time that my mom, she comforted me. She said, Ryan, it's going to be okay. Ryan, we're going to figure this out. And I said, no, Mom, it's a great big pile. It's too much. And then she gave me an illustration that has stuck in my brain even to this day. She said, Ryan, I want you to imagine that all this work that you have to do is like a great big elephant. And your job is to eat this elephant. And you may look at this elephant and say, it's too much to eat. I can never eat all this elephant. But do you know how to eat an elephant, Ryan? I'm like, no, how do you do this? She said, you do it one bite at a time. And with that, she said, let's take part of your schoolwork and let's just focus on this one. And then let's focus on this one. And let's focus. And she got me going and I was able to complete everything that day. And guess what? My life wasn't over. You see, my mom brought me comfort and she brought peace to my life that night. And, you know, right now my mom is watching and I just want to say thank you, Mom, for not having my life end in fourth grade, but to be a mom that brought comfort to my life and brought peace to my life when things were overwhelming and they were too stressful for me. You helped me manage it, and I still take those lessons to this day. And I just want to say, I love you, and happy Mother's Day. That day on the lake, Jesus brought peace and comfort to his disciples who were convinced that this was the end for them. And here's the thing, though. This isn't just a story. It happened for real. Jesus asked them, where is your faith? Faith in what? That Jesus is there and that he can do anything? You see, Jesus bringing peace and comfort to our lives and doing it that day and doing it today for us, we're not talking about fake news here. You see, no matter what you are going through, no matter how bad or overwhelming it gets, Jesus can and will be there for you and bring peace and comfort. Just like he was a comforter back then, he can be a comforter for you today. You know, life will happen. You will be afraid and fear will paralyze you. And in that moment, you might forget who is with you, and that's Jesus. You may wonder if Jesus even cares, but you need to cry out to him, to seek him in your stress, and to allow him to bring comfort and peace into your situation and your life. He has a peace so powerful that we can experience it and not even understand it. You see, Paul wrote about this to a letter that he wrote to the church in Philippi, and we can read in Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. And here's what he says. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. So he's saying, don't worry. Don't worry about anything. Tell God what you need. Thank him for what he has done, and you will experience a peace from God that won't make sense. This is a promise from God, and his peace can guard you. You know, from time to time, my wife will ask me when she's worried about something, she'll ask me, should I be worried about this? Should I be concerned about this? And I always try to assure her that things are okay and everything's going to work out. And I tell her this. I said, you have nothing to worry about if you don't see me panicked about anything. Of course, that kind of goes the opposite way, that if you see me panicked about something, then hey, worry. But here's what I've discovered in our relationship, that when she's worried, I show her that there's no need to be worried. But there are times when I am worried, and she's the one who comforts me, who puts me at peace, and she assures me and tells me everything's going to be okay. You see, that day, Jesus was so at peace that he could sleep. Some of you haven't been getting sleep lately. You are so worried about what's going on in your life. And no matter how big your problem is, no matter how big your stress is, no matter how much you are overwhelmed, Jesus is like, hey, dude, I can take care of this. blindfolded, hands tied behind my back, while I take a nap with my head on a pillow. I got this. And so, don't lose your faith in your stress. He's right here, and he can and he will comfort you. Let's pray. God, it seems like this is an area that everyone deals with. That we think life is going to go one way and it takes a turn in the opposite direction, and we can easily get overwhelmed and stressed. And we see this in your story of how this fierce storm overtook the boat and the disciples that were with you. And in their fear, they were paralyzed and they forgot that you were right there with them. And that you were so peaceful during this time that you could actually sleep. God, I think we need a reminder right now that no matter what we're facing, you are there. That you have not left us. You have not forgotten about us. That you are there. Lord, help us to cry out to you. To say, God, I need you. God, here's what is going on. God, bring peace to my situation. And God, I know I've experienced this firsthand, and I can share with beyond a shadow of a doubt that you can and you do bring peace to stressful situations. And so God, I pray for those right now who are overwhelmed, who are stressed, who are hurting, who are wondering if this is the end. God, I pray that they see you and they experience your peace today, God. You said ask and you would give it. So God, I pray that peace would reign in each person's home, in each person's life, no matter what they're facing, no matter what's going on. God, help them to work through details, move things in only ways that you can. When things say are impossible or seem impossible, God, you are the God who specializes in the impossible. You can do anything. So God, help us to not lose our faith when we are stressed, forget that you're right there. But God, we cry out to you today, and we thank you for bringing peace and comfort into our lives. I made a promise to you today that if you needed hope and you needed peace in your life, you know that starts off first by having a relationship with Jesus. It just doesn't happen automatically. It's something that Jesus has done for you, but yet he sits back and says, will you put me in charge? Will you let me be the one who can bring comfort and peace to your life? See, the Bible describes that we all have messed up. We all have sinned. We all fall short of God's standard. You will never be good enough. You cannot do enough good things. You can't be a nice enough person. You can't do anything to fix the hole that you may be feeling inside. You see, it's a God-shaped hole. You were designed and you have purpose to be in relationship with God. You see, your life story is being written in front of you, and a lot of times we make the mistake of thinking that we are the main characters in our life story when really it's supposed to be God who's the main character in our life story. And so you may say, Pastor, what have I got to do? What am I supposed to do? How can I have peace today? How can I have Jesus in charge of me? How can I put God as the main character of my life story? You see, it starts with turning it all over to him. It starts with talking to him, something we call prayer, a conversation you have with God. And in this prayer, you tell him that you're sorry for the wrong that you've done. You tell him, I believe that you love me so much that you sent your son Jesus to pay the price for my sins, but that you didn't leave him dead, but you raised him again, and you bring hope and you bring new life. You say, God, I want you in charge of me. Help me to live for you, to be in relationship with you. And it's with this prayer that your life has changed, and it is a new day. A new day begins that day of a new life, and Jesus promises that he brings life and life to the fullest. And so If that's you, if you would say, I want to experience that today, Pastor, then I'm going to invite you to pray, repeating after me. I'll pray, you repeat. And as a matter of fact, I'm going to ask all of Focus Church family to pray, repeating after me, because no one prays alone here at Focus Church. So let's pray. Dear God, I'm sorry for everything I have done. I need you in charge of me. I believe you love me so much, you sent your son, Jesus, to pay the price for me. I want to live for you, with you in charge. Give me hope, give me peace, bring focus to my life. In Jesus' name, amen.